Okay, good morning. Thank you for coming. I'm Barry Mednick. This is Dr. Jeffrey Hubbard. And we're going to talk about pitching against Alzheimer's. I'd like you to take a look at the screen.
There we go.
All right. Thank you.
Sports has a unique way of bringing people together. It connects generations with shared experiences of our youth. And for those living with dementia, it has a profound power to trigger memories of the past. That power is being unleashed through innovative sports reminiscence programs created by members of SABRE, the Society for American Baseball Research. SABRE has been on the leading edge of baseball reminiscence programs with the goal of enhancing the quality of life for people with dementia, chronic health issues, or living in social isolation. Since 2015, we've partnered with Alzheimer's Texas, Alzheimer's Los Angeles, and the Veterans Administration to present over 200 sessions of engaging and interactive experiences for people living with dementia and their care partners. Our sessions range from meeting up to share stories, trivia quizzes, discussions on baseball history, going to ball games together, even taking batting practice with plastic balls and bats. SABRE supports baseball memories groups in Westchester County, New York, Cleveland, Central Texas, Los Angeles, and San Diego. And we're just getting started. In addition to supporting new programs in SABRE regions around the country, our Baseball Memories Community of Interest is producing a promotional film about the value of these sessions and a research study sharing an analysis of the impact of SABRE's programs.
Watching what happens here is like watching people come to life.
I saw Richard in my own eyes, the sparkle, the happiness, the smile. It feels like we're having an extended family there. How these amazing members welcome us.
I look forward to it every week to go there because everything was positive and talking about baseball.
SABRE offers these programs at no cost to local and regional organizations, senior communities, and resource centers. We are inviting partners and sponsors to join us in this remarkable community outreach to connect with people in memory care and spread joy through friendship, camaraderie, and our national pastime. Join us! For more information, visit SABREBaseballMemories.org.
Okay. Is it there? How about now? There we go. Okay, good morning. We're grateful to see you all here today to talk about something that we think is a very powerful program. The reason I'm here is because my baseball-loving father, who taught me the game and who was a fine player himself and an umpire for high school games later on in his life, I had watched him slowly and agonizingly pass away from Alzheimer's in 2004 after many years. And I remember going to the SABRE meeting where this was discussed and thinking, oh, if we'd only had something like this for my dad, I know it would have alleviated some of his suffering. And I remember my sister, who was his caregiver, calling her on the drive home from the meeting, and she said, "Jeff, that would have been the best thing ever." And I said, "Well, I've got to get involved in this program in his memory." And so we have done that because, again, watching him suffer was an ordeal. And Alzheimer's causes so very much suffering. And I want to make it clear that we're calling our talk today Pitching Against Alzheimer's. But that title doesn't really cover the wide number of issues with which our participants may be struggling. And so we started with Alzheimer's, then we moved on and expanded it to other long-term health-related issues, which includes many other forms of dementia. The Alzheimer's numbers are staggering. Right now, there are 6 million people at least who have Alzheimer's in the United States. By 2050, that's projected to be 13 million. As you probably know, the disease is terminal. There is no cure. Right now, according to the Alzheimer's Foundation, one out of every three seniors who's dying is dying of Alzheimer's or dementia-related disease today. That's more than several cancers put together, breast cancer, prostate cancer. It is a terrible thing. We also have 11 million people who are currently unpaid workers who are taking care of those folks who have Alzheimer's. And we can't forget those people and the toll that it takes on them. But with SABR, we have discovered these reminiscence programs, which use various methods to facilitate recounting pleasant memories and offer some respite from the tragedy of the disease. I know when you think of SABR, you may not think of altruism and philanthropy, but this is a very philanthropic component of our membership in SABR. It's a very important program, we think, as well. We're really kind of riding on a new wave of treatment for Alzheimer's and these dementia-related diseases. You might be interested in knowing a little bit about the history of the program. It started in Scotland with football, footy, not American football, and its first program, our first program in America, was the Cardinals Reminiscence League. Which was modeled on those Scottish programs. It started in 2011. And was a joint effort by the Alzheimer's Association, St. Louis University, the Veterans Administration, and the St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Fame and Museum. Beginning in 2015, not so very long ago, volunteers in Austin, Texas, led by Jim Kenton and working with Alzheimer's Texas, began offering a program based on the Cardinals Reminiscence League model. And since that time, other programs have sprung up around the country. But the need is great everywhere, and our great hope is, after you hear us talk about the program today, and you look at the results of the recent study, which Barry's going to talk about, you'll decide perhaps to get your own local chapter involved. And at the end of the presentation today, we'll give you more information about how to do just exactly that. Regarding myself, I was indeed fortunate to facilitate the program in Los Angeles. Before the pandemic, we met in person, which was a treat. But once COVID hit, we went to Zoom, and interestingly enough, the numbers doubled for participation in the program. And the last time I talked to Alzheimer's Los Angeles, they told me that it was indeed the most popular program they have of all the programs that they offer. So what is a reminiscence program anyway? Well, we're going to discuss what the program looks like. And as Sabre members and baseball fans, how it relates specifically to us. First of all, is there anybody here in the room who doesn't like talking about baseball? No, we all like talking about baseball. And that's what this program essentially is. It's talking about baseball. The programs are offered generally once a month, in some instances even more often. Participants love to sing. We sing a lot. Music is an important part of the program. We also had, when we were meeting one-on-one, outdoor activities, which were also very popular. It's important for us to talk about our partnering organizations. For example, in L.A., the organization Alzheimer's L.A. worked with us, and they were really a very close partner to ensure the program's success. They are crucial in terms of making the programs work. The slides that we're showing you here give you an example of the kinds of groups that can participate with us and sponsor with us, and you'll see they all have some sort of a philanthropic bent and an interest in these issues. Now we're going to look at a typical agenda of what do these meetings actually look like. And I think it's important to note right up front that there is a wide variety of how this is done. There is no absolutes about this. Most of the programs have an agenda that looks like a nine-inning game. So the first thing we do is we get together on Zoom or in person, and we do introductions. We go around the room, and everybody checks in. How are they doing? You can really find out an awful lot about who's struggling, maybe who's doing okay during that period of time. And it's also a lot of fun because they'll weigh in about their local team often and what they're thinking about that. We sing the national anthem on Zoom. That's quite a thing. Let me tell you, when there is a delay of a few seconds and you have 20 people singing the national anthem, it's a notoriously hard song to sing anyway. But the idea is it's fun and they enjoy it. And then we do a short, never more than 5 minutes presentation. That's usually, we call it the topic of the day, the subject of the day. And the example we're giving you here on that particular day, we were asking the participants to tell us about their favorite ballpark. And so my presentation was on my favorite ballpark, which happens to be Dodger Stadium. And then we went around and asked each participant, both the caregivers and the people who are suffering with dementia or Alzheimer's, about their favorite ballpark. And it's remarkable, the things that you hear. We heard about minor league ballparks. We heard about high school ballparks because one of the participants played high school baseball and wanted to talk about his experience doing that. And they'll go back 30, 40, 50 years sometimes in these memories, and they're fascinating. They're fascinating for us as the volunteers. We really enjoy that component of it, and I let them take as much time as possible. That's when we really solicit from them. We also celebrate birthdays of the participants and the caregivers because why? It gives us an opportunity to sing again. And then we get to the seventh inning stretch, and what do we do during the seventh inning stretch? Well, by golly, we sing again. We sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And at that point, depending on how much time we have available, we may ask some additional volunteers. And I was fortunate in L.A. to have several other volunteers who would talk about their experiences, their favorite ballparks. And then again, we would talk about the current season, give people an opportunity to talk about their team and how they're going to win the World Series or complain, depending on where they were in the standings. And then we would do a trivia quiz, often related to the day's topic, with questions that are not too challenging, but again, stimulate the time period of which these people remember. We wrap up by asking what ideas they have for the future and perhaps telling a final story. So that's what the program looks like. We decided to do a study to determine whether, in fact, this program was as successful as we thought it was. And so we have conducted that, and Barry is going to share with you the results of the study.
Yeah, as Jeff said, we performed a pilot study of the effectiveness of the Baseball Memories Chartered Community Programs. We accumulated quantitative data on participants' quality of life and both quantitative and qualitative data from the participants and caregivers on their views of the programs. We used existing validated measurement tools that were minimally invasive. Intrusive. We targeted Alzheimer's sufferers and those isolated with long-term disabilities. We collected consent forms and confidentiality agreements to adhere to ethical standards. We were aware of the possibility of bias in our study, so we created an interviewer's guide to make sure that all interviews were done in the same manner. We also brought on Dr. Jay Thomas, a professor of human performance, who's an expert in statistics. We focused on how our reminiscence programs affect perceptions of well-being. We also collected information from our volunteers. The participants had varying lengths of exposure to our programs, some who were new, and some with over 5 years participation. Participants were asked to rate their quality of life in such categories as physical health, energy level, mood, memory, relationship with family and friends, ability to do things for fun, ability to do basic tasks by yourself. Choices offered were poor, fair, good, and excellent, and we translated these to a scale of 1 to 4. We also asked questions about the program. Do you enjoy attending? Do you enjoy interacting with others? Do you feel you are a valued member of our group? Do you feel your participation improves your well-being? Choices offered were never, sometimes, often, and always. Again, we used a scale of 1 to 4. We asked about specific aspects of the program, such as sharing baseball memories, music, physical activities. The demographic data were limited to sex, birth date, length of participation, and whether the respondent had been diagnosed with dementia. Volunteers were asked what motivated them and the value of their experiences. COVID, of course, negatively impacted our programs, and some were suspended. Other programs remained active online. Participants were asked if they preferred to meet in person or to use the internet. Very few respondents answered with the same score for all 9 questions. Likewise, individual answers varied. The difference between caregivers and participants' responses was statistically significant. All these factors indicate the respondents gave due consideration to answering the questionnaire. Feedback from interviewers reinforces this. The respondents took the survey seriously and answered honestly. The mean response for quality of life questions for participants was 2.87, and for caregivers, 3.2. Overall, the total composite score of 3.01 indicates the respondents as a whole rated their quality of life as good. Feedback as to respondents' evaluation of the programs was highly positive among all subgroups of attendees, averaging 3.68. Respondents enjoy the programs and feel strongly that participation is a plus for their well-being. There was a distinct preference for meeting in person. Participants and volunteers felt there are multiple benefits to interacting live, such as more personal contact, ability to activate other senses by handling baseball equipment and memorabilia, the smell of ballpark foods, and doing outside activities. Care partners, on the other hand, did have some preference to meet online. They cited inconvenience in preparation and avoiding longer drives in traffic. Volunteers in Los Angeles stated their program participation actually increased when the program went online. The study demonstrated the value of baseball reminiscence programs. Participants, their care partners, and program volunteers strongly expressed that the programs were very worthwhile and had a positive impact on all involved. Furthermore, this study was able to quantify those results, reinforcing the qualitative and anecdotal feedback that volunteers have often received. Men and women both benefited. The study results also demonstrate that baseball is a strong topic for reminiscence that is especially meaningful for the current generation of participants and their care partners.
Here are some quotes. I know you're not supposed to read PowerPoint, but I'm going to read them to you. They're pretty powerful from some of the participants and our care partners. I strongly believe this program makes a difference in the lives of everyone involved. Life is very hard for everyone now, and this program helps. Everyone I know in the program looks forward to it. It is amazing to see how far back some residents can remember the events of their days. The support, fun, and laughter is something we look forward to each week. This is a win-win program. It works for everyone, caregivers, dementia sufferers, and the volunteers. My husband has great baseball memories, and it means the world that he gets to share them. The program is one of the highlights of our lives. I like the Sabre people and their stories. We look forward to it every month and always feel better afterwards. We have made friends through this program. This program has changed our lives.
Yeah, we'd like to recognize the people involved here. I think some of them may be here today. Joe Shaw, Ike Brooks, Ted Meyer here. Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else? I think Perry has attended some of our meetings. So it's a widespread effort. Are you interested? Check out our website, SaberBaseballMemories.org. Come to our meeting today at 4 o'clock in the Constellation D Ballroom and find out how you can get involved. Now, on the website, there's information about how to create a program, and the entire study that we did is on there, so you can check that out. And remember, this is just a pilot study. So we hope to continue this and do more of a longitudinal study later on. Thank you. One more thing, we will have some cool prizes. There's going to be a trivia contest, and I understand one of the items is a Johnny Bench signed baseball. So we have a couple minutes for questions.
This sounds like a terrific program. I'm trying to understand a little better what this does for people in the moment and then when they're not at these meetings. And the first question I have is, when you interviewed these people about how they feel about the program, were these at these interviews at these meetings or?
The interviews that I conducted, I think 26 or something, were all done on Zoom one-on-one with each group and or with each couple, typically with the caregiver and the participant, some with only the participant and with only the caregiver. So we really encouraged honesty and candor. And we heard some interesting criticisms as well of the program. People, I think, were very honest about what they felt. Right. But in general, it's a profoundly powerful experience for people in the experience. And what the caregivers tell us so often is that for days afterwards, there is a different mood that these
right.
people are
that's
experiencing
what I,
for suffering.
That's what I'm yeah. really trying to understand because,
right.
you know, I know some people with dementia. And you talk to them, and they're fine. And then a minute later, they forget who you are or whatever. And that's what I'm trying to understand about these meetings. The people actually remember going to them. They actually talk about, oh, we want to go next week, or they're looking forward to it.
Yes, I think in general that's true. I'll give you an example of someone who, and it's a, we should note this is for beginning and middle range of Alzheimer's. People at the end, it's probably not going to work very well for them. But I'll give an example of somebody who was reaching kind of toward the end. And his caregiver, his wife, said to me, every time we do the Zoom meeting, he says, oh, great, it's that wonderful television show again. So, yes, the answer is even though he was fairly far along in the disease, he remembered. He didn't understand precisely what it was that we were doing, but he knew we were going to talk about baseball, and he got excited about that, and it gave him and his wife some respite from that disease.
Thank you. Yeah, one more question here.
Has there been a similar study with the Scottish program, and if so, what were its findings?
Not the same way. There was a Clemson program that focused on Clemson football. They did a rudimentary study, but they had a rather small sample size. And, of course, their results were positive, but we think ours was a little more rigorous.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you.